If you're betting March Madness, you should be doing it at MyBookie. This is the best betting stretch of the year. Upsets, buzzer beaters, and if you're going to take your shot, you might as well take it where the payouts hit harder. Only at MyBookie, you've got the money bag. Money bag gives you boosted odds and juiced payouts on select games. Same picks, bigger potential returns. When you're staring at that Sweet 16 matchup or loading up a Final Four play, MyBookie can turn a good hit into a great one. This isn't the week to sit back and wait. Lines are moving, futures are tightening. The edge is right now. Head to mybookie.ag, use code NBASZN, and get your first bet covered up to $500. If it misses, just activate your bet back bonus token and run it back. March only comes once. Bet it smart, bet it big. Only at MyBookie.
I wonder if we will ever be confident and calling George.
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
The producer of Two Beers and a Mic.
The true producer.
The true P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R. Ooh. That's right, I can spell, ladies and gentlemen.
The P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R. His producer tag. What is your producer tag, George?
No!
You got a producer tag for Baby Boy?
No.
You don't have a special...
I'm not a producer.
This is Band Media. Band Media.
Media. That's what it is. It's just media.
Media.
Then you just hear a Bad Bunny.
It's media.
This is another great episode of Two Beers and a Mic. Here we go. Hey guys.
How you doing there, buds?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. So didn't get arrested this weekend.
That's
so,
already a great start to the week.
Know, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. I was surprised too. I was a little tipsy leaving the bar.
Leaving Paris. PTX.
Yeah.
Did you get the whole PTX experience?
Got the whole PTX experience, man. You know, had a crawfish boil. Started about 7 o'clock. Got done with that. Spicy crawfish, by the way. They were very good. Very good. And then, dude, he probably had to have cooked 65 pounds of crawfish.
Yeah.
He had potatoes and everything like that, too.
6'7", George? 67 pounds? 67 pounds?
So funny, George.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was a ton of crawfish. Three tables worth.
Literally.
The last one. At first, I was like, this ain't that spicy. And then as I kept trying it, I was like, oh, this is good.
The potatoes were spicy, too, because they would soak up all the juice and everything.
Yeah, boy. Dude.
it was a great time, though.
It was good. It was good. Do you enjoy that crowd?
I didn't want to be the one to say
pretty
it.
Pretty on par.
I would definitely say if I could imagine who I would be hanging around in Paris, Texas, those people would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, one girl showed her ass tat.
Yeah.
Probably could have gone without.
Yeah. It's, that just led to almost a relay of showing ass tats.
That
Ryder had to get in on that.
Ryder was next. He had a beautiful cowboy on a horse because, you know, he likes to ride shit. So.
Yeah, he's a rider. It was like his testament to Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain, baby.
We'll say. What, do you have a question?
I don't know. I was going to say you got to see Jake's... dumping grounds.
Oh yeah,
that's not
not even really.
Not the area where I.
No, we just went over to a bar.
No, it was the area. That's Jake's area.
It was my area.
Yeah,
I did live like when I came back from college. I did live like maybe 2 miles down. I don't know which way did you come. Did you get on the? Pardon me. Which way did you enter?
Normally to the left.
Yeah. a little bit, about 15 degrees. You're like, why is my left leg always
wet,
so sticky?
I'm not.
Do you have a natural side that you tuck to?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say right.
I'm the left.
Why is it? Hold on. Why is it that we have a specific arm or a specific body part in which we put body wash on first, and why is it the left arm? Think about your body wash routine.
Because I have the loofah.
Oh, yeah?
I have the loofah in my right hand.
Where you go first?
Actually.
Left arm.
No, I would say that I go to my chest first. Okay. Yeah, I go, because I got the little pumper.
Yep.
I pump it out.
Yep.
And then I,
okay.
And then I go straight to the left arm.
Okay.
So I get the suds on the chest, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then wash down the arm.
Mine's left arm, right arm. Chest gets the extra.
The huevos got to be last.
Yeah.
The huevos region.
You can't go huevos than face.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, balls are last. And then the feet and legs is just whatever I think falls down.
That's what I was about to say. Do you wash your feet?
No.
No.
Not specifically.
Maybe like once a week, I'll be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, let me scrub down there for a minute.
No, yeah, you just let whatever. I mean, all that stuff's just falling on your feet anyway.
Yeah.
Like, how much could I add
to that? It's all calloused up. I mean, yeah. What's getting inside of there?
Nothing.
No. George has bunions. There's no shot.
Yeah.
What is your...
Don't ask me those questions.
What is your body wash routine look like,
George?
Yeah,
what's your shower routine? After you just wiped your ass after pooping.
It's none of your business.
First, he turns on the massager mode.
Yeah.
Shower to get the rest of the...
I like the one that goes... Yeah. It's like sectioned off. That's what you like.
You guys ready to change the topic?
George is uncomfortable talking about how he washes his body. Does he wash his body?
Does he
at all?
Wash his body? Is that why he can't
you guys
answer?
Went from
let us know down in the comments
trajectories
below.
Trajectories down to washing bodies. Let's
went from
change
what?
It. Trajectories and angles and where's it shooting from to washing bodies.
Sometimes George just blows up like a balloon.
So, yeah, it's like a water balloon.
Oh, anyways. Well, I heard that instead of these kinds of questions, we have a better question if you're first wanting to get to know somebody or trying to break the ice.
Break the ice. We have an icebreaker.
Ice, baby.
You ready?
We need to come up with a jingle for that.
Yeah, that'd be good. If someone out there wants to create a jingle for us, we'll play it.
Fredo.
Gunner.
Gunner Vest. Congrats on your... 10-mile run this morning.
Iron Man training.
Iron Man training.
Inspiration. Man. Yeah, I think we should give him one of these hats. Actually, I gave him one of these hats, so he's already set.
Oh, yeah.
We got him a two beers. We're gonna
we'll get a two beers running hat.
Yeah. I think two beer short shorts. You know, those flare running shorts.
It'll have just a beer right here.
Yeah, just That'd a can. Nice. Maybe a bottle.
Yeah.
Something. It'd be perfect. George, you got anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. the icebreaker today is if the zombie apocalypse happened today, but you had the choice of three celebrities to join you on your fight against the undead, which three celebrities would you choose?
I'd probably say Mark Wahlberg.
That'd be a good one. It'd be a really good one. Okay, let's do it in draft order.
Snake draft.
I get Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, that's pretty good. George?
Will Smith.
He's only going to be able to slap so many
because
zombies.
Because he made a movie about it? Okay.
Next one.
You're next.
Go again.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of celebrities with like
the gears are trying to
hidden talents, you know.
What's it? Terry Crews.
Okay.
I like it. I'm gonna go Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm probably gonna go The Rock.
Okay.
He's big.
Yeah. And you're last.
Oh, that's right.
You get one more.
I'd probably say Mark Zuckerberg.
Because he would find a way to invent to get out of it? Yeah. Okay.
And he probably has like a base or something probably. That we could hide, you know?
Can I have Bezos?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, then I get Bezos.
They'll probably have ones right next to each other.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll be neighbors. George?
He wants a nice voice when he dies.
He wants to narrate them to death. Yeah.
And as they go through the water, they got
like Barack Obama.
They got
Barack Obama. That'd be a fun one to have.
Yeah.
Old Barack.
He would have quite a few places to hide, too. He would know all about Area 51.
You know all about it.
Mm.
Is there anyone else, like any honorable mentions of celebrities that you'd want on your side during the undead war?
I feel like there's some that I know.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? We know why
you would bring their own.
That famous scientist.
Bill Nye?
No.
That'd be funny.
Yes, but no.
Be sick.
God, he was on one of Joe Rogan's podcasts.
Dr. Sebi.
Let me see.
Shane Gillis? He'd be a fun one.
Yeah, he would.
Just for laughs.
Yeah, he would be there for moral support.
Yeah. I'd say Shane Gillis.
Kobe Bryant.
I'm sure.
What's his name?
I'm sure.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, he'd be annoying.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he would.
He'd be annoying.
I would just put him over in a corner and tell him, hey, man, this is kind of relying on you.
Yeah.
But we're going to be over here doing like heavy lifting shit.
Yeah.
Survival shit.
Jake Paul.
Just get us out of this.
He just bought a $40 million ranch in somewhere. Yeah, I can't remember where, but
that's crazy.
It'd be a good fortress to hide out at.
That's true.
I would say, golly, I think any of like Kit Harington or some Richard Madden, they were the Game of Thrones guys because they definitely trained to use swords and stuff. So
yeah,
maybe Bradley Cooper.
He'd be a good one. And he'd play a tune around the fire.
American Sniper.
That wouldn't be bad.
He'd be a good moral. Yeah, he'd be a good one to have. I like that. George, anyone else? Yeah, that comes to mind? No?
Beautiful.
Lil Uzi? Juice WRLD? No? Just vape him out? Yeah. George, what would be your first, like really? Like, if like a zombie, like a horde of zombies, like seven, were trying to get into your house, what's the first thing you're doing?
Going to Walmart.
But you can't get out. They're breaking into your front door.
Going out the back.
Okay.
Anyways.
Let's say they reach.
Okay. We've got 20 questions here.
Rapid fire?
Rapid fire.
Okay.
So, and the topic today is drunk or just an idiot?
Okay.
You on board?
He's with us.
Wonderful.
Semi.
Great, great podcast material. Number one, are we ready?
Yep.
A guy tries to get a police canine while it's actively biting
drunk.
Or tries to pet a police canine while actively biting someone.
Yeah, drunk.
Drunk. Someone jumps into a lake to save a floating log.
Just an idiot.
Just an idiot.
A dude bets $500 he can backflip off a bar and land on the pool table.
Drunk.
Well, that could go both ways.
It could go both ways.
Someone texts their ex, I miss you, at 2:37 a.m.
Drunk.
A guy tries to fight a goose in a public park.
Just an idiot.
Someone drives 3 hours to a concert on the wrong day.
Just an idiot.
A guy buys a $4,000 watch from a dude in a gas station parking lot.
Drunk.
Someone microwaves a fork.
Drunk.
A guy jumps through a folding table for no reason.
Just an idiot.
Someone tries to outswim a rip current.
Just an idiot.
A dude tries to feed a wild raccoon by hand.
Just an idiot.
Drunk.
Someone accidentally Venmos the wrong person $1,000 and sends a request saying, pretty please.
Drunk.
A guy climbs into a restaurant roof because he lost a bet.
Just an idiot.
Drunk.
Someone argues with a GPS and refuses to turn around.
Just an idiot.
A guy jumps into a cold plunge pool holding his phone.
Just an idiot.
Yeah.
Someone opens a car door on the highway to check the tire noise.
Oh, drunk.
A dude tries to ride a mechanical bull standing up.
Drunk.
Someone brings fireworks to a gender reveal inside the house.
Just an idiot.
Yeah, just an idiot.
A guy tries to impress a girl by eating a ghost pepper whole.
Just an idiot.
Someone tries to take a selfie with a bison.
Drunk.
Yeah. That could go both ways as well. Beautiful. And that concludes our game of 20 questions.
20 questions. George hitting the...
You getting thirsty?
I'm as thirsty as I can't even speak. Today, we have a local Texas, very well-known beer. From Spotsel Brewery, it's the Shiner Hill Country Peach Wheat Seasonal.
Shiner.
4.5%. Ale brewed with peaches and with natural flavor added. Oh yeah. Hell like yeah, brother. It's a nice it's, little
George's most used emoji is the peach emoji. Perfectly
peachy. And, is there
and a, second is definitely the eggplant.
You gonna give him the backstory on that bottle?
Yeah, Stone is.
No, you.
No, Stone.
The backstory on your how you got that bottle.
How I got that bottle?
Yeah. How'd you come about this bottle?
Oh. Okay. In my defense, you go to Kroger and they have these pick six beer options, right? Well, sometimes the six that are or the one freestanding beers or whatever that are available, they all kind of suck. You can only and especially with a podcast where we're on episode 133. Let's get a round of applause for that really quick, George. Hit the button. I'm sorry, this is from the live stream audience. Thank you. Sometimes they suck. And so, you know, if no one's around or no one's looking. And it doesn't hurt any of the employees. It really just hurts whoever's buying beer from Kroger. Just the Kroger guy in general. I might pop a bottle out from one of the six packs and put it in my six
pack. Wow.
Create a pack. Who's to say? We need to have a Kroger employee on, and I'll tell them that, and we'll see what their reaction is. Like, really,
they're gonna
man?
Report you.
They're gonna be like, really, man?
Next,
you wouldn't tell me
Kroger.
You
wouldn't tell me which one you go to?
No.
We will keep that. A secret.
Yeah, we'll keep that a secret. No one knows where this podcast is located.
No. Hill Country Peach Wheat is brewed with juicy, perfectly ripe peaches from the nearby Texas Hill Country. These peaches, along with a mix of two-row and wheat malts, make for a slightly sweet, refreshing ale. Barely filtered, this brew has a golden, hazy color and tastes like it came fresh from the orchard.
We will see.
It's popper.
Nice.
I like that.
That was very nice.
All right.
Earlier today, we did pull some Pokemon cards from our Obsidian Flames power pack. And George, did we get anything good?
We got a couple holos.
Put some pretty good cards. Mm-hmm. I'll hand them to you real quick if you want to let us know which one of them are the best ones. Here. There we go. Got some pretty solid ones. We'll throw them on the screen, might not.
Smells good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like a peach?
Heatmore.
Yeah. Which one?
Heatmore. It was definitely the best one because I pulled it. Stone didn't.
That's crazy.
Stone pulled Greedent.
EX.
Greedent EX. It's a pretty good card.
Horrible.
It's beating any other cards in your pack.
Lampent and Litwick.
Litwick. What was the one that
lit my wick?
What was the one that Stone said properly? The grill wig.
You say that, huh?
Grill wig or something?
Greedent.
No, the little worm.
Worm.
Wasn't there like a
little goon?
No.
Whip it or.
Yeah, what's that second one?
Litwick.
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 All right,
yeah, Litwick.
George, why don't you give us a little thumbs up, thumbs down on this beer? Or if you're feeling bold, give us a rating.
I bet.
Just put them down right here. All PSA 10 grading cards. What do you think? He goes, thumbs up. Thumbs up from George. Okay. We'll give her a little taster. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shiner Peach. Feeling just peachy.
If Jake doesn't go biased off of me saying the number beforehand, he should pick at 8.3.
I like it.
It's pretty close.
This is probably
Stone's is 8.6.
My favorite Shiner beer I've had.
It's good. It's not quite an 8.3.
Not under. You're not giving it a 7.9.
Nope.
8?
8.2.
What are you giving it, Stone?
8, I was going to give it an 8.3.
Giving it an 8.3?
Yeah, I like it.
We'll round it's good. Up.
8.25.
8.3 for the Shiner Hill Country Peach Wheat Seasonal.
George's thumbs up or thumbs down counts as a 0.5.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
either direction.
Let him have it. Let him have it. If he goes thumbs up, we'll always round up. If he goes thumbs down, we'll round down.
That works.
If he goes middle, we'll just figure something out. This episode is brought to you by Yotummy. Fine Yotummy. Homemade food. If you want your DoorDash food delivered to your door, but you don't want it to be a place like Popeyes or... who else knows? Chili's, something like that. But you want a homemade meal delivered to your door, visit yotummy.com and check out the people in your area who will make homemade food and deliver it to your door for a great price. Yo Tummy, fine homemade food. Do you like that one?
Near you.
A little less commercially, as you guys say.
He gets so embarrassed.
By the way, if you are liking the hats that I am rocking, George is rocking, although you can't see it right now, it's also right here sitting on top of our nice beer fridge. You can go to RakoSupply.com and get your Rako Supply camo. Super cool hat.
Today.
RakoSupply.com. What else we got today, boys? What's coming up on the week? We got some camping going on soon.
I got some camping going on. Hopefully you don't chop your leg in half this time.
Might not bring the axe. Just go around.
I could see you bringing the axe, and every time you pull it out, Tate just like looking over.
Yeah. Maybe let someone else chop the wood.
I know how to chop wood.
I could chop wood. I was drunk.
I think we're going to have to sneak off a little bit during the night. Or just in the morning.
Yeah.
I know mine will at least be sleeping in until 10:30.
What kind of food are we going to bring?
I've got some ground beef and stuff like that still that we could do like a breakfast skillet, just mixing some eggs and potatoes in it.
I'll go to HEB. We got the HEB down here in Forney now.
Yeah, you do.
And they got the best brisket queso.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
That'd be good. Just
throw it on the fire.
We've got a crock pot we can bring. I was just going to say
throw it on the fire.
Well, yeah, that too. But I was saying we can get a crock pot and do a old-fashioned crock pot or black kettle. What is it called? Blueberry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Or cobbler. Good. Blueberry cobbler. Have you ever had that, George?
He's interested. Dude.
Should we invite George on the camping trip?
He won't be here, unfortunately.
You won't be here next week?
City, Florida.
Florida.
That'd be nice.
Back where his family's from. Some of them. What area is Palm City by? Orlando?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's a good area.
I'm like 40 minutes from Miami.
You gonna hit the beach?
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed when I saw your dad book the flight in the afternoon. I was hoping it was gonna be one of those early ones.
Well, thank goodness for daylight savings time. You're gonna have more sunlight in the evening, so you can get out of work around like 4:35 o'clock and
still go to the beach.
Go to the beach for probably till like 7:30.
See the sunset. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Dude, my favorite time.
Oh, yeah. Like, how are we feeling about time change?
I love it.
Loving it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's 9 yesterday.
I love it, dude.
But I bet it's way better for you.
Oh, for sure.
Although it's dark in the morning.
It's okay. Stays later in the afternoon, so it just allows me to do more like stuff throughout the day in the evening. Because eventually I feel that you get like 2 hours extra almost in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the sun's staying up longer already, and then you already have the extra hour.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. I definitely like that it occurs on a Sunday, because if it was on a weekday,
man, it'd be tough.
Losing an hour.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. Tate doesn't quite understand time change. I will say yesterday we were talking, because we had brought Toast to like the vet and like all this sort of stuff. And he had like started whining at me at like, he usually whines like pretty much on the dot at 3 p.m. to eat.
Yeah.
And he whined at like 2:30 yesterday. And Tate was like, oh yeah, well, it's because of the time change. And I said, no. I said, he would be whining at 4 if it were like, because he usually gets hungry around 3. So to him, it's 1:30 right now. And to our bodies, it's 1:30. And she was like, no, that's not how we're... Man, I just gave up. I was like, it's not... Spring forward. And she goes, exactly. And then she says that it's right. She goes, yeah, like yesterday at this time it was 3 o'clock and now it's 4 o'clock. And I'm like, correct. So therefore, and she's like, no. And I'm like, all right, we're done.
Well, hang on, let me think about this.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
If he eats at 2 o'clock typically.
Three o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And you said that he was whining around 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
So would have be, to wine at
that would
3:30.
Be 1:30.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be 1:30.
Which doesn't make sense. Because he usually knows at 3 that he's hungry. So he should, with the time change, be hungry at 4. Because we lost an hour.
Right.
Because the day before.
No, we didn't lose an hour. We gained an hour.
No.
We did lose an hour.
We lost one?
Yeah.
We gained one.
No, we lost one because it jumps from 1:59
to 2:59.
Yeah.
Or It goes. We didn't experience 2 anything a.m. on Sunday morning. Yeah. We experienced 159, and then it hit 3. So if he's hungry at 3,
he would have been whining at 1:30. Yes. Before time change, yeah.
So he was an hour and a half early, and I just could not...
couldn't get it past her.
Couldn't, yeah. It just wasn't being relayed.
Some of those arguments, man, we've had a couple of those recently. I won't say they're even arguments, but sometimes I'm just like, it's not worth it.
No, just accept defeat.
It's really not. Accept defeat, move on, and you will be a lot happier married couple.
Agreed.
She's always right. You learn for the most part.
Happy wife, happy life.
Amen,
brother. You want to get cliche with it. What else you boys got going this week? Anything fun?
That's really about it.
I hit a ticket yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Six pick,
$10 for $385.
Let's go. So then I can Venmo request you for these Pokemon cards.
Oh, that's crazy.
Don't we have some money still in the Two Beers account?
What was it? Yeah, we do. What were some of the hits that you hit? Specifically, you know him off the top of your head?
Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
I had him for assists and rebounds, more than 10.5, and he had like 13. I had Brandon Miller, who played for Charlotte.
Yep.
I had him for more than 5 rebounds. He had 4 in the second quarter. And then I had Siakam. Siakam almost trashed me, bro. I had him for more than 21.5 points. Excuse me. 21.5 points, and he was at 18 in the fourth quarter, misses 3 free throws in a row, and a jump shot, gets taken out of the game with 8 minutes left. And you know when they give those certain camera angles, and you're like, oh, okay, he's like out.
Yeah.
Like he's not coming back in. So that happened. I was like, dang. Then I was sad, and like 2-3 minutes later, I just got back on to see it, and he was playing again. And then he ends up going to the line again, misses both of them. And then...
Spicy P.
Ends up getting 4 points. So he finishes with 22.
Dang.
Barely.
You were feeling... Did you get a little like shaky?
You were on
shaky?
The edge of your seat.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you were like, oh, come on.
That's bull crap, bro.
I hear you. That's good. You're like one of... I haven't hit a ticket in...
That's
probably a year.
I haven't...
That was my first ticket in over like a year.
Yeah, I haven't bet in... months, I would say, or I won't say months since the Super Bowl.
We'll give the people that maybe don't check in too much on NFL. Today was the day that a lot of the free agents signed different places. So,
oh yeah,
Super Bowl MVP,
Max Crosby to the Ravens,
dude. Traded 2 first round picks for that. Mike Evans is a Ram, I think.
Dang,
no, I'm sorry, he's a 49er.
Oh. Even still, that defense is just all that more solid now.
Yep.
I know Mike Evans, the receiver.
Yes, Evans, the receiver. ETN, hold on, let me get this pulled up really quick. Seahawks Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker is a Chief.
Dang.
Yep. We knew we weren't going to sign him for whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Mike Evans leaving Bucks. I think he signed a 3-year deal with the 49ers.
Dang.
Kenneth Walker to join the Chiefs. The best center in the free agent, Linderbaum from the Ravens, signed with the Raiders. The Saints signed Travis Etienne for a 4-year, $52 million deal.
Dang.
They also received... a Buffalo Bills guard, David Edwards, for $61 million. So they just spent $113 million right then and there.
Nice.
Malik Willis, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, backup quarterback, just signed a 3-year, $68 million deal with the Dolphins, George.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Alec Pierce, our favorite white man receiver, signed back with the Colts on a 4-year $116 million deal.
Dang. I mean, he was their leading receiver this year.
Pittman was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah.
That's really all I have as of right now, I think.
That's pretty good, though.
It's pretty much all of
them. None of those are just like, what the hell are you doing?
Cleveland Browns signed former Chargers guard Zion Johnson. Former Browns linebacker Devin Bush signed a $30 million deal with the Chicago Bears. And the Raiders agreed to terms with wide receiver Jalen Naylor on the former Vikings wide receiver on a $35 million deal. Mm. So crazy, kind of. Haven't seen one thing yet on the Seahawks. Haven't done anything in free agency so far. Lots of money. Haven't done anything with it.
Well, maybe next week.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the good people, it seems like, are gone. Yeah. So
that's true.
We shall see. Yeah. George, you got a new single coming out anytime soon?
I do. Don't know what it is, but it will be coming out.
I haven't made it yet, but.
It's made.
No, it's made.
Don't know which one.
Stay tuned to find out.
BBYYBOI. Follow him on Instagram, and that's about it.
Band Media.
And you can listen to him on Apple Music, Spotify, and all streaming platforms. BBYYBOI.
That's right.
We'll do a little outro with one of the songs.
There we go. I'll be jamming.
You ask me how I'm leaving, baby. Oh.
Hey, you're funny, too.
Baby.
Stone, you know.
No.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this. Even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With rss.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.